Welcome to ASTD's podcast series. For more information about ASTD, please visit our website at www.astd.org. This is the feature article in the September 2010 issue of Learning Executives Briefing. Age matters. According to a new study, the adoption, use, and effectiveness of social media as a workplace learning tool has more to do with age than any other factors, and baby boomers aren't always resistant. One of the most discussed and debated topics in the field of workplace learning over the past 2 years has been the role of social media as a legitimate and effective approach to learning. A new study from ASTD goes a long way toward finally establishing true parameters to understand the issues and apply hard numbers. As you might suspect, the use, acceptance, and comfort level with social media in learning environments has more to do with the learner and his age than any other factors. In just 5 years, more than half of the workforce will comprise members of the millennial generation who have grown up immersed in technology and social media, writes ASTD President and CEO Tony Bingham in the introduction to The Rise of Social Media, Enhancing Collaboration and Productivity Across Generations. To this generation, computers and collaborative technologies are an extension of who they are. For business leaders looking to maximize learning and increase the performance of the entire workforce, leveraging the power of social media tools is a strategic imperative. Can Facebook enhance productivity? Is there a role for Twitter in your learning function? According to the report, findings in this new study make a compelling business case for supporting and using social media technologies. There is a strong and significant correlation between the degree to which survey respondents use social media tools for various work-related activities and the degree to which they say these tools help them get more and better work done, learn more in less time, and learn truly useful things. Regardless of their generation, workers across the board believe their organizations should be using social media more. While most organizations have yet to fully embrace the use of social media in the workplace, there is a strong belief that adoption of Web 2.0 technologies will continue to grow in the coming years. The study notes that despite relatively low self-reported usage, many signs point to a rise in social media usage for on-the-job learning. In fact, more than four-fifths of the study's respondents said use of social media for learning within their organizations would increase over the next 3 years. According to the study, respondents from the millennial generation, born after 1981, are more likely to use these technologies at home or at work than Generation Xers, who in turn use them more than baby boomers. If this trend holds, then a growing proportion of the workforce will rely on social media technologies in the workplace. While millennials seem to have a firmer grasp on the potential for social media in the learning function, the study finds that companies that encourage the use of these tools and put the proper guidelines in place can expect to see more effective learning taking place. Regardless of generation, workers across the board believe their organizations should be using social media more. Shared workspaces and social networks are common. Shared workspaces were by far the most commonly used tool, followed by wikis and social networks. These tools are somewhat more recognizable than many of the others and have been used as tools for corporate learning for some time. 42% of the study's respondents say they use shared workspaces often or all the time. Microsoft's SharePoint is a good example of a shared workspace, and it is probably the most common social media type tool found in the workplace. The well-known brand name may have a lot to do with that because it helps quell the uneasiness employers feel about unknown technologies. The tools in the middle of the pack, the study suggests, were the ones that allow people to share content, whether written, blogs, audio, podcasts, or visual, shared media. It's possible that when companies use a tool such as SharePoint, there is less of a need for a separate tool or tools to share content. The technologies that are used more often tend to be more predictive of improvements in learning and productivity. In most cases, it was the younger generations using the technologies more often than the baby boomers, except in the case of podcasts, where the findings were reversed. Baby boomers use podcasts for work-related learning more than Generation X, who in turn use them more than millennials. This was similar to the findings for personal use, where millennials used podcasts the least. The act of passively listening to a lecture or training module via podcast is the tool that most mirrors traditional learning, and this might be what makes the baby boomer generation more accepting of the format. It's the ability of learners to access and consume podcasts on their own terms that makes them part of the social media family. 44% of boomer respondents say they use podcasts for work-related learning at least sometimes, compared with 29% of millennials. This is a useful finding for learning experts, says Kevin Oakes, CEO of I4CP. It shows that providing learning via audio files is a relatively good strategy to use with boomers who are often in higher level management positions that don't allow them a lot of time for learning. Podcasts can potentially help them learn during their commutes to and from the office or during other times, such as while exercising or on the weekends. This can be a very efficient and flexible method of learning, and it's something learning professionals may be able to internally market to those professionals. High performers more likely to encourage social media. The ASTD study found companies that were more encouraging for each of the technologies had employees with higher SMBI, Social Media Benefit Index, scores. It stands to reason that when a firm encourages its workers to use these tools, they are more likely to derive benefits from them. The study also found that organizations that perform better in the marketplace are somewhat more likely to encourage the use of social media than lower performing firms. These results indicate that despite the tepid adoption of these tools and the relative wariness about their use, companies can benefit from properly implementing social media into the learning programs. According to Rafael Lopez, leadership development analyst at Citi, proper execution goes a long way to boosting adoption. Many firms make their shared sites too complicated, says Lopez. Sites that are focused, user-friendly, and purpose-driven are far more effective. Learning assignments requiring their use can help boost familiarity and raise comfort levels. The preceding has been excerpted from Learning Executives Briefing, a monthly publication of the American Society for Training and Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.astd.org. LX Briefing's editor is Rex Davenport. LX Briefing's managing editor is Paula Ketter. Music by Incompetech.com, and I'm your host, Kristen Fife.